Hey, what is happening, my friends? Welcome back. This is going to be a quick recap of the Francis Ngannou versus Anthony Joshua boxing match that just went down. Man, that was hard to watch as a Francis Ngannou fan. Brutal knockout. Honestly, cannot say I'm surprised. I was posting about it. I was talking about it. Knew 100% that Anthony Joshua could knock Francis out cold. And in many respects, a more dangerous matchup than Tyson Fury. Now, why was that? Well, first of all, Anthony Joshua is about as big as Francis, just as jacked, comparable power, and Anthony Joshua can freaking box. He is a highly skilled, very talented heavyweight boxer with just absolutely perfect technique, crisp technique, great counters, great composure. He is what you would call a reigning general through and through in the boxing landscape. So this was Francis Ngannou's second professional boxing match. He's already fought two of the best heavyweights on the planet. The big three were Wilder, Fury, Joshua. Now we got Usyk in the mix. It's kind of crazy when you think about Francis fighting two of the top heavyweights out there. The very best. Now in hindsight, it certainly looks like Francis should have had tune-up fights. Build his way up in the boxing world if he really wants to enter that world permanently. And that's just the way it goes, man. There's no shortcuts. You have to come up, fight lesser ranked guys, less skilled guys to build up your skill. What happened with Francis Ngannou and Tyson Fury? There's this narrative that Tyson Fury was not at his best, that he didn't take Francis serious, which is funny because Tyson Fury, if I'm not mistaken, was stating that he was training so hard for Francis leading up to the match that he wasn't underestimating him. Then after he lost, I think it was like he wasn't at his best. He took Francis lightly. I just think styles make fights. Francis's like athletic prowess, his ability that he does have, his knockout power. For whatever reason, his combination of what he brings to the table was problematic for Tyson Fury, even in his world in the boxing landscape. But with Francis, with all his holes, I mean, he leaves himself really out there open. There's a lot of different things you can do in MMA. You have small 4-ounce gloves. So in some respects, it's actually easier to get out of the way of punches with smaller gloves. But bigger boxing gloves are like clubs, man. It's a completely different defense. And Francis is too comfortable with swinging wild, swinging for the fences, letting his defense go out the window. And you just can't do that against somebody like Anthony Joshua because you're going to pay for it. I mean, we saw it tonight. I just had a feeling Joshua was going to flatline Francis and it was going to look crazy because seeing Francis vulnerable like that, knocked out cold. I mean, that was hard to see. Certain guys have like this aura of invincibility. Francis had that. Now I think that's kind of like out of the window. Stipe tarnished it a little bit, but he did it in the MMA world with like ground and pound. And grappling, I mean, we didn't see Francis stop via strikes in MMA, but we saw him stop via strikes on boxing now. Pretty crazy. I mean, usually Francis is doing that to people. So yeah, it was a bad matchup for Francis from the jump. Once again, Joshua just as big, just as powerful, but with like infinitely better skill in boxing. And it's funny because I have to agree with Fury in some respects. I do think Francis was getting overconfident. You could say cocky. He went out there not really respecting AJ, even switching to southpaw, and he was just playing with fire, man. He got burnt. I saw some opinions and comments where people felt like Francis should have just went out there guns blazing. And you know what? He might have fared better if he did that because either way, he was going to get stopped or defeated. But trying to outbox Anthony Joshua at this stage for Francis, I mean, that just was not going to happen. So might as well go for it, right? Early. I thought Anthony Joshua's statements and comments towards Francis after the fight was so classy. Big up to Anthony Joshua. I think it would be super cool if Francis Ngannou worked with Joshua. That would mean that they just wouldn't fight, but that's okay. That would be super beneficial to Francis. Who does Francis fight now? Where does he go? I definitely think he can have more boxing matches. That's for sure. There would be interest in Ngannou versus Wilder. I think that's a better fight for Francis because Wilder is not as technical as Joshua and he doesn't have the size as Joshua, even though he has crazy knockout power himself. But I think that's a winnable fight, boxing match for Francis. If he's still serious about this boxing venture, At 37 years old, he has to fully dedicate himself. This was a very humbling experience, I'm sure. And either way, Francis is winning in life. I think what, the guy made $20 million for this fight? How much did he make for the Fury fight? 10 to 15? Took a gamble on himself. Just overall, in general, won big. But those are my honest, quick thoughts on the boxing match, guys. Let me know in the comment section, what did you think? That was pretty bad watching Francis starts like that, right? I mean, that was bad. Where does Francis go from here? We'd love to read your thoughts. Thanks for watching or listening. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Until then, take care, my friends.